lot of the problem for most Christians is say, well, I read my Bible, I study, I pray, I go to church, and nothing's better. What is unfinished?
Dr. Tony Evans says the answer may be some form of addiction, and we're serving something other than the Savior.
It's something unfinished whenever you're a hostage. Your obedience must be complete.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, or just too much food, TV, or social media, a lot of us are caught up in behaviors we can't seem to stop. Well, let's join Dr. Evans in 2 Kings chapter 5 as he explains why our efforts at self-improvement so often fail.
I want to talk about reversing the addiction curse. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." What then is a fortress? An addiction, or to use a spiritual terminology, a stronghold. It is a negative pattern of thought which has been burned into our minds, creating as a mindset a situation as unchangeable, even though it is against the will of God. A fortress, addiction, a stronghold, is a pattern of thinking that has been burned into our minds, that accepts a situation as unchangeable and unfixable, even though our conclusion about it goes against the will of God. It is the feeling of hopelessness that you have regarding the stronghold that you or someone you know happens to be trapped in. You can hear a person describe their stronghold because they will always say something like, "I can't help it. I can't stop it. I can't change it. I can't fix it." What they're saying is, "It's got me. I don't have it." And when that stronghold really becomes prolific in the life of the individual, and I'm talking about Christians here specifically, then what happens is that they begin to identify their personhood by the stronghold. They will say, "Well, I am an alcoholic. I am a compulsive gambler." That thing has become so strong that now they don't know how to talk about themselves without describing themselves as that thing. They begin to believe what they say they are. In the Bible, a stronghold is more than gambling. It is the spirit of gambling. It is more than pornography. It is the spirit of immorality. It is a spiritual reality that is infusing this burning process upon you. And that is why, if you are not able to address the spiritual cause, you're not really fully addressing its manifestation in the life. So a stronghold is a pattern that has been burned into your thinking so that you view as unchangeable a situation. And you know you're in it because there is hopelessness about it. In other words, the problem is not in the habit. The problem is in the mind. The habit is the expression of the thinking. To fix the habit, you've got to fix the thought. So simply telling a person you should not do that is not enough. Because unless they've changed their thinking about the it that is controlling them, the it will keep controlling them. He says, what you must destroy if you want to get rid of the fortress are the speculations, knowledge, and thought patterns that are the spiritual impetus behind the fortress being built in the first place. Paul says in verse 3, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war according to the flesh. In other words, we live in our human bodies, but that's not how we do battle. That's not how we get victory. That's not how we get deliverance from fortresses. We don't get it that way. We don't get it by the flesh. The opposite for the flesh in the Bible is the spirit. You can't mix the two. And the problem is today, fortresses exist because of illegitimate mixtures. There's been a faulty mixture. Faulty mixture in marriages, a faulty mixture in finances, a faulty mixture in desires. There's been a faulty mixture. And because there's this faulty mixture, there's this partition. And the partition blocks the flow of God's victory, freedom, and deliverance from the fortress that holds you hostage. Peter ran into this in Matthew 16. Jesus was telling his disciples he had to go to Jerusalem, he had to die. And Peter said, God forbid. God forbid that you would go to Jerusalem and die. He says, no, we can't have that. Guess what Jesus said? Get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't say, Peter, you wrong. He said, you thinking like the devil. In fact, he says, get thee behind me, Satan. He says, because your concern is not the concern of God. Your concern is the concern of man. But he says, get thee behind me, Satan, because he knew that that comment, which was well-intentioned, by the way, don't go to Jerusalem and die. I don't want you to die. That was a great intention, but it was not in keeping with the will of God, but it was the way he was thinking. And Jesus said, that's the devil talking through you. You ever said to a person, you know, you ain't nothing but the devil? You could be correct. Elijah asks in 1 Kings chapter 8, how long will you halt between two opinions? How long will you operate with this divided mind? Everybody this morning is probably right now fully Christian. Fully biblical, fully spiritually oriented. You are 100% right now in the spirit realm. But when you leave here and go back to the other side of the room, a partition will go up. And you will say, well, that was Sunday, that was church, that was religion. Now let me go to the real world. Once you lift up that partition, you have blocked the Spirit's ability to fix whatever is wrong. Once you lift that up, it blocks it. Because that man cannot think he will receive anything from the Lord. So, now that we know the cause, what's the cure for this curse of addiction strongholds? What begins to change it? Please notice at the end of verse 4, he says, well, let me read verse 4 again. For the weapons of our warfare, the tools we use, are not of the flesh, that is, humanly oriented or conceived, but divinely, God, powerful for the destruction of fortresses. So the first thing we want you to know is fortresses must be destroyed, not remodeled. They must be dismantled. In other words, the partition in the room must be removed. You can't, don't see, because if you keep the partition in the room, you're going to be tempted to use it. You're going to be tempted to pull that thing out again. He says, no, the partition must be destroyed. And in the process of destroying the partition, we must destroy, verse 5, speculations, every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of Christ. And we are taking every thought captive, thought, thinking, mind, captive to the obedience to Christ. Now, let me tell you a secret. If you're told you have skin cancer, skin lotion is not your solution. Now, it may seem like a solution because it got skin on it. But skin lotion is not your solution to skin cancer because it doesn't have the potency to address the problem. If you have a brain tumor, taking two aspirin and lying down That's not your solution, because it does not have the power to address the problem. It's obvious whatever solution you've been trying is not the solution, because it hadn't solved anything. So maybe the problem is a partition. Now let me tell you how the devil has to work this. This will help us to understand why there's got to be the destroying of fortresses. The devil has a kingdom. It's called the kingdom of darkness, because that is the only place where he can function. In other words, he cannot function in this kingdom called light. He cannot, because that is foreign to his nature. So for him to control you and to control me, guess what he's got to do? He's got to drag us to his kingdom. See, he can't come over on this side and make it work. So he's got to get us on his side. And how does he do that? Well, the Bible says he's a liar and the father of lies. He's got to instill a non-truth within you, but make you think it's the truth. So he functions, the Bible says, as an angel of light. But he functions as an angel of light, making him look like the real thing, only to get you to operate in the realm of darkness. And so that is how he tries to control us. There is only one thing that can beat a lie, and that's the truth. There is only one thing that can beat a lie, and that's the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you up. Now, what that means is, if you're not free and I'm not free, either we don't know the truth or are not utilizing the truth that we know. Or God is a liar. So if God is not a liar, because by two immutable things it is impossible for God to lie, that means that a fortress or a stronghold for which is holding us hostage, which means we're not free, is either we don't know the truth or we're not utilizing the truth that we know.
Dr. Evans will tell us more about why our worldly solutions can't solve spiritual problems when he returns in a moment with part two of this lesson from his current series, Living Above the Circumstances. This 15-message compilation explains how we can experience blessings and joy regardless of the obstacles we may be facing. And right now, for a limited time, this entire 2-volume set is yours as our gift on CD or digital download when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. In addition to this powerful collection of messages, we'll also say thanks by sending you a copy of Dr. Evans' popular best-selling booklet called Let It Go. This easy-to-read guide can help you or a struggling friend learn how to let go of the past, live in the present, and trust God for the future. So don't miss out. Visit TonyEvans.org today, where you can find all the details to take advantage of this special double offer. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information for you a little later after part two of today's lesson and this.
The Bible makes it clear that you know when God has cursed a land, when its fathers are nowhere to be found.
Dr. Tony Evans says that what becomes of the next generation of men depends on what happens with this one.
Our kids need to see men in their midst who love God and who love them.
But what does it take to be that kind of man? You can find out with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center's free course called Kingdom Man. It'll teach you to see past the phony images of manhood that society surrounds us with and become the loving leader that a wife and family would want to follow. As with all of our courses, there's in-depth study material you can work through at your own pace. Lots of exclusive content from Tony, tightly focused Q&A videos, and an online forum where you can collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Check out the free course called Kingdom Man and the growing list of other subjects waiting for you. Visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center.
Let's try to illustrate it this way. Great biblical illustration. Great biblical illustration. In Joshua chapter 6, the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. It's a fortress. It's a walled city. It's a stronghold. It is a stronghold that Israel is too weak to capture. They can't capture it because everybody's protected in the walls. If they storm the walls, they're going to die. The question is, how do we take down this stronghold, this fortress called Jericho? God comes up with an incredible idea that sounds, on the face of it, dumb. He tells them, here's what I want you to do. I want you to walk around the city once a day for 6 days. Then I want you on the seventh day to walk around it seven times, the number of completion. Put the Ark of the Covenant out front, put the priest out front, and all, that's all I want you to do. Say what? What kind of military strategy is that? That sounds like somebody who doesn't know how to fight coming up with an idea like that. That doesn't make sense. Joshua, who's the military leader, now has a choice. Since what God just said doesn't make sense, let us lean to our own understanding of how to fight. Because what God just said is crazy. You know, nobody fights by walking around a wall exposed to the enemy like that. They all know we're here. There's no surprise attack. Nobody fights like that. So since God obviously doesn't know what he's doing, let's lean to our own understanding. Or, as Joshua said, God is God. It doesn't make sense, but let's do it God's way and let's see what happens. Now, you got all the soldiers walking around Jericho, okay? Can you imagine if you are a citizen in Jericho or part of the government of Jericho or part of the military of Jericho looking out at these fools? Because that's what they had to be thinking. These folk are crazy. These folk are crazy. They walking around a wall. They had to look stupid. Now you laugh, but I'm getting ready to come down with something. Okay? When you pull out the petition and the knowledge of God has free flow, you're going to look stupid too. Because you are not going to make sense to people. Because many of the things God will request or require you to do will not be what you think is right, will not make sense, will not be what you would prefer. It certainly wouldn't be what your friends would do. But God is saying, what you gonna do? Are you gonna lean to your own understanding? Or are you gonna let my information flow? Please notice something. Verse 6. And we are ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is complete. See, the reason why the fortress is still staying is because we're doing some of what God said. The destruction does not occur. The victory is not achieved until the obedience has been completed. You can't do a part of it. Part of the problem for most Christians, they say, well, I read my Bible, I study, I pray, I go to church, and nothing's better. What is unfinished? There's something unfinished. There's something unfinished whenever you're a hostage. There is a something that has not been complete in what God has asked us to do, causing us. You say, but I don't feel like this will work. Whenever there's somebody on drugs that I know and I can get them there, I sent them up to a group in New Jersey. This is the most unique place. You come in with your drug problem and they start off just the opposite. You are not a drug addict. If they're a Christian, you are not a drug addict. You are a blood-bought child of the living God who already has been given victory over drugs. That's who you are. Now, you know what they have to do now? Every time they run into somebody that day who's in this drug rehabilitation program, that's how they have to identify themselves. Not as a drug addict, but as a blood-bought child of God who already has victory over drugs. All of a sudden, after a week or two, they begin to believe that. They have a 75% success rate for drug addicts within 6 months of the time that they come there, no matter how long they've been on drugs, and all they use is the Bible. That's all they use. Because they understand that the action is not the problem, it's the mind that's the problem. The action is simply the expression of the problem.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how we can break free from the addictions that keep us trapped, in a message he calls Reversing Addiction Curses. Now that's the title to ask about if you'd like to get a full-length copy of today's lesson on either CD or instantly available digital download. Better yet, get it as a part of Dr. Evans' current 2-volume, 15-message teaching compilation, Living Above the Circumstances. If you contact us before time runs out, the entire collection is yours as our gift of thanks in return for your contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Along with it, we'll also send you the bonus booklet I mentioned earlier called Let It Go. Just visit TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements. That's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. It's open day and night, 24/7. That's 1-800-800-3222. Some of the problems we struggle with today are the result of family issues that began long before we were born. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain how to avoid passing on a generational curse to our kids. Right now, though, he's back with a final story that illustrates how our connection with Christ is the key to finding freedom.
I was trapped in an elevator. That's an uncomfortable feeling in a high rise when you're trapped in an elevator. Because you're talking about a stronghold, a small space stronghold, okay? The immediate reaction when this thing stopped between two floors, this is a number of years ago, but when it stopped between two floors was panic because we were trapped, stuck, couldn't get out. We were panicking. There were a couple reactions. Some people were crying, help, 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 help. Nobody hearing nothing. Nobody hearing a thing. Now, were they sincerely crying out? Yes. Were they begging for help? Yes. Other folk were banging on the door. Bam, 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 bam. Ain't nobody hearing that. But desperate people are going to do desperate things. And they were crying out. There was one calm man on the elevator. Okay. I simply walked to the other side, pulled out a latch, picked up the telephone, waited. A voice said, is there a problem? I said, we're trapped on the elevator between this floor and this floor. Can we get some help? We'll be right there. See, everybody forgot about the phone. Everybody forgot about the phone. Now, we were so into being trapped that we forgot there's a phone linked to the fire station or the security department, and merely by picking up the phone, we were released from our hostage. All the human effort we put forth, bam, 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 wouldn't work. The screaming, ah, wouldn't work, but picking up the phone. You know why picking up the phone worked? Because there was a connection. See, it was linked to somebody who could come to the rescue. When you remove the partition and allow the knowledge of God to flow, there's a connection. And God will say, oh, you want my help, do you? And you know the beauty of it? Once you get him on the line, you don't have to bang no more. You don't have to scream no more. In fact, a whisper will do. Because you've connected with the power that has the resource to deliver you from your trap situation.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.